This is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. The U.S. said Sunday it expects that China will retaliate with increased tariffs on U.S. exports after President Donald Trump sharply boosted levies on Chinese products headed to the United States. Trade talks between the two economic superpowers have been going on in Beijing and Washington for months, but they recessed again in the U.S. Capitol on Friday without a deal being reached. Chief White House economic adviser Larry Kudlow told Fox News Sunday that while he remains optimistic about an eventual deal, many long-standing issues remain.
We don't think the Chinese have come far enough. We'll wait and see. The talks will continue. And I will say this, there's a G20 meeting in Japan toward the end of June next month. The chances that President Trump and President Xi will get together at that meeting are probably pretty good.
He said both sides will suffer from the escalating trade war between the world's two biggest economies. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo meets with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov this week as the two countries clash over a number of issues, including Venezuela, Iran, and Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. election. Pompeo heads to Moscow Sunday in his first visit to Russia as chief U.S. diplomat. Officials in Pakistan say the death toll from the overnight militant raid on a luxury hotel near the China-run strategic port of Gwadar has risen to at least five, and security forces have completed clearance operations at the Pearl Continental Hotel, killing all three terrorists who participated in the attack Saturday. The separatist Baluchistan Liberation Army claimed responsibility for the attack on the heavily guarded hotel. Prime Minister Imran Khan denounced it as part of efforts to sabotage Chinese-funded economic projects in Pakistan. This is VOA News. Gunmen killed six people attending mass at the Catholic Church of Dablo in northern Burkina Faso Sunday morning, officials and witnesses said. The priest and five churchgoers were among the victims, a witness told VOA Africa. Last week, gunmen killed five people in a Protestant church in the small northern town of Silgaji. The Roman Catholic faithful in Sri Lanka's capital attended Mass Sunday for the first time since the Easter bombings of churches and hotels that killed more than 250 people. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for those attacks. Officials say all of the jihadists responsible for the attacks have been arrested or killed, but the prime minister warned that the country is still threatened by global terrorism. He told Parliament the Buddhist-majority country needs more international help to prevent future attacks. Eight countries, including the U.S., are already participating in the Sri Lankan-led investigation. Democrats are stepping up their investigations of President Donald Trump, as Republicans say it's time to move on, AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Several House committees have issued subpoenas related to the Mueller report on the Russia investigation, President Trump's business dealings, and years of his tax returns. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Democrat Adam Schiff tells ABC's This Week the Trump administration is trying to obstruct Congress with its blanket refusal to cooperate.
They know that vast categories are inapplicable to the privilege here, so they're just stonewalling.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy tells CBS Face the Nation Democrats seem fixated on subpoenas rather than addressing the country's needs.
We want to move forward. We got health care. We got trade. We got a crisis on our border.
Tim McGuire, Washington.
Afghan officials are downplaying the significance of the United States diverting funds from its military mission in Afghanistan as a senior American diplomat arrives in Kabul for high-level discussions. Acting U.S. Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan on Friday approved the transfer of $1.5 billion to build barriers on the border with Mexico, including taking more than $600 million designated for beleaguered Afghan security forces, which are struggling to contain Taliban battlefield advances. Afghanistan's interior minister told reporters that Washington remains committed to supporting Afghan security forces and emphasized it is an internal U.S. policy matter as to how and where they want to spend their money. 40 U.S. states have filed a lawsuit against 20 pharmaceutical companies that make generic drugs, accusing the companies of participating in a scheme to inflate drug prices, sometimes by much as 100% by 1,000%. The five-page lawsuit seeks action to restore competition to the generic drug market. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.